In his campaign, Donald Trump was going to release the files. Lo and behold, he's learned more, and he will do anything to avoid accountability and truth-telling. And I think that's the very same thing with Andrew Cuomo. And you asked earlier, who are his supporters? They're the very same supporters as Donald Trump's supporters.
Come on out October 16th, 17th, and 18th for two mega sales under one roof. The Quality Inn Hotel at 33 Benson Street is hosting its Zara-branded outerwear sale and mega sports sale featuring jackets, parkas, jerseys, hoodies, toques, and more just in time for those cooler temperatures. Students get a 10% discount on everything. Head out to the Quality Inn 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Thursday and Friday, and then on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for great deals on outerwear and sports apparel.
Hi, I'm Cam.
I'm Boris.
And we are Castor. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Do you love playing board games? Are you looking for a place on campus to make friends in a relaxed environment? Look no further than Queen's Board Game Club. Join us for weekly Thursday game nights on campus and follow our Instagram at Queen's Board Game Club for more details.
Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? Need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The Charts on CFRC.
We're Tiny Horse, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Hey, we're the Wilderness, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Ba-ba-da-ba-doo-doo-doo.
Grab the lick.
Nice!
We're keeping that in. We're keeping that in for sure.
Homecoming isn't just for alumni, it's for the whole Kingston community. Join us Saturday, October 20th from 11 till 2 for the Fall Harvest Gathering at Agnes Benedictson Field. Enjoy live music, face painting, lawn games, and a pop-up vendor market featuring local artisans. This free outdoor event celebrates the season and brings together friends, family, and community. Visit queensu.ca/alumni/homecoming for more information.
there.
I have feelings.
I know. What a bittersweet way to start the show.
Oh, I have feelings. And in case you're wondering what's going on, you are listening to the Indie Wake Up Call.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we are live from Carruthers Hall. Happy Reading Week for those who celebrate. I don't know what that means. But I've seen people who are stuck here this week and they're working their way through to, you know, some of them got into some Thanksgiving food from strangers and friends and relatives. Because not everybody goes home. And it does feel very different on campus. And it's homecoming this weekend.
Yeah.
Homecoming. I think there will be a few of us at Sloan. And as I often say when my old high school friends come into town, a lot of them are Queens alum, do not approach me if you see me out at the show. Don't.
Yeah. CFRC is also doing a bunch of tabling for the meet and greet.
I love it.
Doing an open house as well. So
come into the station.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even if you're a student stuck here for reading week and you've been curious about what's going on in that basement, come find out.
Come find out. I like just being here because just suddenly an old jacket comes in and starts to tell stories.
Yeah.
It's so sweet.
Yeah.
And sometimes I know those people in those old jackets and they want to come in. Like they want to come in and see that it's exactly the same pretty much. Mm. We can show them a couple new things, but mostly but not.
Some of the tech is fancier.
Yes.
Some of it is not.
Some of it they will recognize. I think it's great. And yes, we will be, are we at Banry?
We're doing Banry for Halloween.
Halloween, that's it. I saw that.
Very exciting.
I love that. Okay, yeah, that's going to be on Halloween during the day, like during lunch or something.
Yeah, CFRC's going hard for Halloween because I know Jeff and Jesse have some fun stuff happening for Indie Wake Up Call on Halloween as well.
Okay.
We're not slacking over here.
You and I and Millie, we're working on our show.
Yeah.
It's going to be spooky and amazing. We love Halloween. And also, if you look on our Indie Wake Up Call Instagram, I shared a bunch of stories last night of the assorted Halloween live shows. Because it's a weekend, really, where tons of bands play and it's spooky and there's all of the good things. All right, I'm on season 4 of Stranger Things because I'm rewatching and I watched the first episode and I forgot how scary it is. You've watched it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one where Chrissy elevates for the first time and like her bones all break. And then I was like, I'm going to go to bed now. Oh, good. Anyway.
I wrapped myself extra tight in my blankets.
Oh, God. It's great, though. And again, what a wonderful time of year. I think we've got good weather for homecoming. It was 2 degrees when we walked to the station today, but somehow, no, I think it even went down to 0 in the night, but it doesn't feel that bad. I think I'm acclimatizing. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful out there.
It is going up, I think, to 15 and sunny today. So
let's go.
Like, that's beautiful wandering weather.
Yeah. And also go to football game weather, which I know Jesse would like us to mention that.
Yeah.
I don't know when this football game is. I believe it's on Saturday.
It is on Saturday.
Yes. Yes. And we will be broadcasting it as we have for decades and decades. And Jesse, we're with you.
Yeah. Jesse's already got it on the schedule on CFRC's website. So if you want to find out exactly when and where to tune in, that info is there for you.
Amazing. Okay. So coming up, first of all, we had a lot of songs we wanted to play last week, but because we were outside taking requests from all the students that came by, thank you all, everybody. And thank you for Millie for really getting out there.
Yeah.
We gave away a lot of food.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we didn't play a lot of music that we intended on playing because we were playing all those fantastic requests.
Yeah, we ended up with a 5.5-hour playlist, I think,
incredible,
of requests, which is amazing. And we will sprinkle some in.
I want to do that
again. I have
the
list.
I want to go outside again. I was a little worried at first. I'm like, I don't want to see the people.
Yeah.
And then the people were great.
The people were lovely.
The people were so great. So, but that being said, I really wanted to play some Jenny on Holiday from Lessie Grandma, a band that was Mercury Prize shortlisted. Some people thought they were supposed to get it, but it's just like our Polaris and like, who knows who's going to win. But anyway, Jenny on Holiday, solo project, and so far so good. Their new music from Fantagram. Geese, former host and current host Yellow Brick Road. She went to see them last week in Toronto. I think they got photo pit and the whole thing. So that was exciting. And look, there's Carlo.
Yeah.
Love some Carlo. All right. So we've got a good set going on. Yes, you'll be hearing more Wilderness because we have to talk about all of our history with them and how these two shows coming up this weekend. First one's tonight.
Yeah.
It's not even the weekend, really. It's tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah. Coda's tonight.
I'll be there tomorrow night and it's going to be everything, but we'll reminisce a little bit, play some more from the Wilderness. And of course we've got some Sloan coming up as well on the show. So stick around. Jenny on Holiday is coming up first with Every Ounce of Me. This is the Indie Wake Up Call. Good morning, everyone.
When you hold me and call me baby, do you have to say it like that? 'Cause this world's felt so cold for so long now, and I don't know if I can deal with thawing. See the way I turn to you each time I feel.
Yeah.
just we're just kind of nerding out about that song.
We're taking geese in. The album's called Getting Killed. That was 100 Horses, and they are everywhere. Like, honestly, like, there's an article in GQ about them, the most thrilling young rock band. But then actually the nerd publications as well like them. I see there's a Pitchfork review, though. That could be 9!
Whoa!
Okay, so there's consensus. 9. There's consensus. Globe and Mail just did an article on them. The hottest new thing. They are fun. They're flying in all different directions. And we just loved it. Like, I think it's the kind of thing where we were talking to each other. We just stopped. We're like, no, let's take that in. It's so good.
What did Millie say last week? We have our finger on the pulse.
Do we? Maybe we do. Rue from Yellow Brick Road, she went to see them last week. And I think she got photo pit as well.
Ooh,
and
nice.
Amazing. And good on her. And she said it was like, it felt like the hottest show in town. So this is the hottest show in town this morning, though. We are the Indie Wake Up Call CFRC. Good morning, everyone. We do have our own shows coming up that we wanted to remind everybody. And I mean, forget about Geese. We've got Last Call, a band that's been in here, a student band.
Yeah.
They're going to be at the J-Duck Grand Opening tomorrow in the afternoon, just chilling, playing some tunes on the patio out there.
Nice.
I mean,
and good for them for sticking around town.
I love that.
To showcase their talents to the masses.
I feel some people are coming home for some of this. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend. I think, I mean, you can convince your parents to come home on the Saturday and then do what you need to do. I don't know. Well, let's see what happens. But anyway, Last Call's playing. We've been talking about, obviously, about the Wilderness, two sold-out shows in the next few nights. And what do we have as well we're going to be playing?
So we got some My Son the Hurricane. They're also in town this weekend. So if you want some big, full, what it's like, there's brass, there's rap in it. It's like just a heck of an experience to listen to them. Blue Radley Project. There's also a big metal weekend for Kingston, which I, as a metal fan, am kind of excited about. I think Grit and Grind, Riff Mountain, and Something Else Records all have shows coming up on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. So, good opportunity to support your local scene there.
Wait a minute, like Something Else Records in the store again?
No, they're doing it at the Grad Club.
Okay.
But they organized it, which is awesome.
I love that.
It is black metal.
Okay.
And sludge and doom.
So I feel like you and I are going to be in places, but not the same places.
Yes.
Well, we'll be at places.
Indeed.
Okay.
I think that one's an earlier show, too. It starts at 8, so.
Look what they're doing for us.
I know.
It's so nice.
Very thoughtful.
It's so nice. I don't know about the Wilderness, though. Like, I don't know what time they're going to go on, but I think it's going to be kind of late.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
But it can't be too late because it's Broom Factory.
Excellent point.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. That already makes me feel better because it's going to be a back-to-back Wilderness Sloan situation.
Right.
But I'm looking forward to both. So anyway, we're going to play some Sloan. But first, I actually talked to Jay Anderson from Sloan. You heard me talking about the interview over the last couple of shows, but I actually did do the interview. Oh my God. Where are we going?
So smooth.
I want a new laptop for Christmas, by the way. Anyway, I'm putting that out there. And I talked to Jay just about like maybe what we're going to hear in this set. All right, let's see how that went. How do you decide what makes it onto your set list for the night? Because I know some people like to hear those deep cuts. You want to hit the new songs. Is it a discussion? Is there a plan? Is it off the cuff? How does that work?
We want to play new songs from our new album. So we do that. We play two sets. We don't really bring an opening act anymore because we have so many songs. We have such a large catalog to pull from. So, you know, if there's people who are casual fans, they will probably know a few songs we're going to play. We're not going to play The Rest of My Life or The Other Man or Money City Maniacs. We make sure we play familiar songs. We want to play new songs as well, but we're not going to play the whole album. And you're right. We play a lot of deep cuts, album tracks throughout our career, trying not to repeat ourselves from the last tour or the summer shows so that The people who maybe have come back a few times, would, you know, there's something there for them. You know, the people who might have heard The Other Man 20 times somewhere in the middle of our career that we haven't played for years.
You know, I love that song.
Treat them to something they might not have heard before. So it's like a mixed bag of everything for sure.
Undefeated, but don't get upset. I'm burning up nice, let's start the set. One in a million seems like a
major. In the 90s, it was meaner just to carry a pager. So I worked as a waiter and became a trendsetter. And darling, I've been called worse by better.
Smoking mirror, my story like a folklore, folks, they heard it. My first real tour was in Europe. Wouldn't be real if I said I don't get nervous. Wouldn't be smart if I trusted you all with my heart still, I fall again. I'm not bargaining at the cost of living, I'm overcharging. Can't fake reality, you can't wear the crown if you ain't gonna be solid. Who told the king that he wears royal garments? Knowing he got nothing is appalling. Let's get it started, from the bottom of my heart. Why I find a cure and a cause to my problems. When I look up at the sky, I'm in awe, trying to climb to the stars as I try not to fall.
I'm surrounded by these walls. I hear voices from afar. They remind me not to fall, not to fall. I'm surrounded by these walls, and I'm fighting with my scars. They remind me not to fall. Surrounded by these walls, I hear voices from afar. They remind me not to fall, not to fall. I'm surrounded by these walls, and I'm fighting with my scars.
Yeah.
They remind me not to
fall. And the flow so lamina. If you live the life I live, you wouldn't respect the law of averages. The world changing, I'm the catalyst. words, more action, the mentality we trying to have. The album classic if I'm doing it, whether I'm gold or aluminum. I save souls and a few of them come to my shows and we bond like communion. That keep me going when I'm low and need some fuel again. I know I'm strong, but I struggle because I'm human too. And I'm growing, I'm unlearning everything I knew. Like my errors won't define me, my living through. Life itself isn't frightening, it's the risky moves. I resonate because I'm dealing with hearts. The business is hard, I push it to the limit, no matter the results. How you restore order when the feeling is off? How you remain hopeful when you think of your losses? Can you live it all? How we remain close while we drifting apart? If I take a blurry picture, you consider it art. And when I feel low, I blow a kiss to the stars. I welcome all my angels when they visit a call. And even though it's difficult, I give it my all. Through the storm, through the fog, hear me roar, hear me storm. Breaking down every wrong while I try not to fall. Surrounded by these walls, I hear voices from afar. They remind me not to fall, not to fall. I'm surrounded by these walls, and I'm fighting with my scars. They remind me not to fall, not to fall. I got an appetite and it can't be tamed. Just a little bite, let me taste the pain. Little back and forth, that's a part of the game. Oh, valley shot to see a little back and forth is the aim. I know the network ain't a relevant thing, but primarily we focused on a passionate exchange. And now I always need it. Dessert in the evening, and then something just to start out in. Searching for proximity. No, I don't wanna have to tie this up in a bow. Devoted to the river, so you already know. If you struggle to a line, then I'm back on road. Yeah, I'm back on road. If I could breathe you in, then I wouldn't need to. The nicotine high, she could never compare. Don't you vacate me, baby? I'ma need you back again. And now I always need it. Dessert in the evening, and then something just. Last night, don't play with me.
Call how we all doing there. We played another Jenny on Holiday song, title track of the new album Dolphins. It's not out yet. Very soon. We had some Boy Soda with Hit the Road and Soul Star. And what was that we heard, The Fall?
The Fall, Planet Giza.
It was good.
Yeah, it's a new release. Just came out this week. Planet Giza is Canadian. I think they called them an experimental rap band.
I liked it.
It's very interesting.
I liked it.
Funeral by Susanna Joff and Baby Nova is also a new track. I felt like it went nicely with Dolphins. Maybe
yes.
That's just like the vibe of the times.
Yeah.
I said vibe and now Chance is going to kill me. Sorry.
Vibe. In case you're just tuning in for the first time, we've been caught saying that word a lot. We were also saying that in an interview situation, because you heard the interview I had with Jay Anderson from Sloan earlier, that sometimes when you're interviewing, and when it is remote, because that was a Zoom, that to move the conversation along as someone interviewing, we can often rely on the same words.
Yes.
And when we play it back, we don't like it as much. And I agreed with you. I said, I do the same thing. But you have to move it along,
right,
and show that you're engaged.
Yeah, and you try and be encouraging. So, like, I catch myself saying amazing and awesome because people do amazing. singing awesome things, and I want to encourage that. But yeah, I end up cutting it out when I edit it later.
I didn't. But I did interrupt him, which is something I'm very upset about anyway. Something else I was upset about is we lost D'Angelo this week, and there are a couple of songs that I love from D'Angelo, and if you don't know who this is, it hasn't aged. Like, it's still such beautiful music, and Black Messiah, in particular for me, like, this was a later release for D'Angelo. This came out, I think it was 2016, maybe 2014, and it was one of those late December releases that didn't make it on anybody's year-end list, because a lot of people like to put those year-end lists out in November.
Yeah.
But then people don't remember it the following year. It was such a good record. So when we're going to remember D'Angelo today, because we did lose him to pancreatic cancer, I want to play a couple songs, and I want to play something off Black Messiah called Really Love. Good morning, everyone. It's the Indie Wake Up Call.
I'm a villain of you, yeah, yeah. I'm a villain of you. Yeah.